This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Lepelle Northern Water has said that they have no outstanding payments that are owed to former workers involved in the disruptions of the Giani Water Service project here in the province. This comes after former workers stopped the project, saying that they are owed 7 months of wages. Their contracts ended in June this year. The project is expected to supply water to some 55 surrounding villages upon completion. We're speaking to Lepelle Northern Water spokesperson, Mr. Joe Makafula. Mr. Makafula, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Jamula, and good evening to your listeners.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you very much for your time. Before we get to the other matters that are related to this issue, perhaps the background to it. So the issue there is that there was work that was disrupted by employees that are former employees, as a matter of fact, who claim that they were not paid. Is that correct? Is that what happened?
Okay, 2 points that I need to clarify. The first one is that the employees referred to are not Lepelle Northern Water employees. Ordinarily, if our employees would go on strike, they have a process to follow. So yesterday, you know, we saw a bunch of people coming to our plant to start protesting or blocking the roads, which is illegal, and an action will be taken against that because we don't tolerate anarchy in our plants. Because I mean, there are laws in this country that if you have you want to protest, you must apply and then you must have security. And but what happened there is a cause for concern that will take up with the those that are concerned. So those people that were there are not Lepelle employees.
Okay, that's fine. Still, the two issues I wanted to clarify stands. So there were people protesting that went to your plant yesterday?
Correct. So those people, allegedly, they belong to the company which was subcontracted to the main company, the engineering company, which their contract actually has been terminated. And the third person who has been, you know, sort of all over the news about this issue, his own contract has been has come to an end in May this year. And yesterday our engineer went to site to meet with the person concerned, and they showed them all the invoices. So the issue of non-payment is a non-starter. And if there are any other issues, anybody knows that there are channels to follow. Rather than just rushing to the other broadcasters and then tell us that we have not paid them, our invoices have been paid. If there's issue that Lepelle Northern Water is unable to deal with, and there's also other channels like the National Treasury to deal with the matter, to report us to the National Treasury to say that Lepelle has not paid them for over 30 days. In fact, they claim over 7 months, which is incorrect.
Okay, so you would have paid a contractor that appointed them?
That is correct, yes.
And when we talk about invoices that were shown, are these invoices that are shown by your engineers to the contractor, or who's being shown by whom the invoices?
So in this particular case, the contractor, the engineering company, would not finish and complete the actual physical work in terms of building. Right, and then thereafter, then you'd have a social facilitator remaining, and health and safety companies that are remaining, so that to oversee the completion of the project, that it's come to a fruition. So those were the outstanding people, but the social facilitator, which is making noise, is the one that their contract has ended in May this year.
What does a social facilitator do?
So a social facilitator in a setup like a construction environment, they would assist the engineering company in terms of the managing the, you know, local employment, you know, the creating the SMMEs, meeting the Maroshi, you know, facilitating meetings with the community so that they brief the community about the projects that are upcoming. When there's employment opportunities, they are the ones that are actually doing that social facilitation. And they do attend all sorts of meetings, the sector meetings that we do have throughout the project life. And so you'd have faces, you know, they would attend every meeting that they because now also you need a local person who understands, you know, the dynamics in the area, who will be able to help the contractor. The contractor could be a local or an overseas company that are focused on the engineering side of things. So, but you then need somebody who will then be able to deal with labor issues, you know, that are surrounding. So we make sure that we employ the locals that are in that specific area. So they will be able to help us and with the, also with the stakeholder engagements, which cut across, you know, labor, Maroshi, government, and other social sector stakeholders.
Okay, let me take an ad break and we continue after this.
Mom, a million here, and yes, I am a millionaire.
The total number of lotto winners to date is 1,886,946. And the total prize money won is over 149 million rand. So what must you do with this information? Inspire yourself and play the lotto. It's still just 5 rand. Catch the live draws on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 9 p.m. The National Lottery. More plays, more chances, more millions. Players must be 18 years or older. Play responsibly. The National Lottery is officially operated by CZKI.
Beyond the headlines and into the heart of the matter, take control of the narrative with Ngamula Chauke on the Capricorn Talk, only on Limpopo's hottest frequency.
It's 18 minutes before 7, you're on Capricorn Talk. We're speaking to Mr. Joe Makafula, speaks for the Lepelle Northern Water. And the issue there is reports of disruptions that happened yesterday at the Giyanu Water Service project by people that claimed they had not been paid, parts of which Mr. Makafula has already responded to. So, Mr. Makafula, the social facilitator would easily be a community member?
It could be. Preferably, you'd need somebody who understands the local dynamics, but somebody also who's well-schooled in terms of social facilitation, because it's very important to understand the psychology of the business, and also understand that because normally, you know, how you'd want to avoid the strikes and you know, all this bickering along the way, you make sure that before you even start the project, you actually advertise it, you inform the communities, you inform the business communities, there'll be consultations with the business forums, because you do know that in this industry, it has a bad reputation with construction mafias. So you'd want to make sure that at least you have advertised and actually exposed the project in entirety to those that might have an interest in the business and the value chain in terms of where they can benefit, and we prepare them to be ready for the business. Because sometimes when you see an advert, it's too late to apply for it because you don't have pre-qualifications. Whereas if you knew about it in advance, you know, you prepare yourself because there are certain accreditations that are needed and so on and so forth, you know. So they play that part in terms of assisting the companies that are doing the construction.
In this case, the social facilitators among the protesters?
Well, the social facilitator is the one who I'm told the is organizing all these things to say that there has not been paid. And I do know that yesterday, for instance, our head of engineering, we've met with the person, and with all the, you know, invoices which I've seen myself personally that have been paid until the end of the contract. So point I'm trying to make is that if there are valid reasons why the person has not been paid, I mean, we kind of withhold payment for nothing. If it's due to you, it's due to you, we'll pay you, you know, because these things are all budgeted for. But if there are genuine reasons where the person believes that they are aggrieved, they have not been paid, you know, they should then submit something to us to say that in March, this and that, and then I've conducted this portfolio of evidence that I've not been paid for the services rendered. And here's proof, here's evidence. We have those invoices on our side, you know. And I mean, going to protest there is not going to help anyone in any way. So they can come to us to say, finance, you have not been able to pay us for this period. Number two, if you are receiving resistance or for whatever reason you're not succeeding in that negotiations, then you take up the matter of the National Treasury.
Okay. So just to clarify this before we move from it, is that according to their claim, they are owed directly by Lepele Northern Water, not necessarily by a contractor.
I'm saying yesterday, the chief engineer met with a person with all those invoices.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I repeat what I'm asking you. According to their claim, they are claiming they are owed by Lepele Northern Water or by the contractor.
I'm saying that the chief engineer yesterday had all those invoices that were paid to the subcontractor.
Still, so, but what I'm asking
if
is...
there were any disparities...
No, Mr. McCavell. I'm not saying they're owed or they're disparities. I'm saying that what they are claiming... So here's what I'm saying. Please hear me. Are they claiming they're owed by Lepele Northern Water or by the contractor?
They're claiming that... In fact, there's no formal complaint that we've received from them. But what I've read is that they are claiming that they are owed by Lepele, but they have not sent us any formal correspondence that I've seen, except to say that, there was an email that came to the chief engineer about all these allegations, but there's just nothing concrete to say, you owe us, we've rendered the service.
Mm. So because the basis of, say, of asking who they are claiming owes them is this. If it was a contractor, there would be no reason for you to have received a complaint from them before, right? So I wouldn't ask you a secondary question to say, has this matter come before? Is it something you are hearing for the first time? Because then they would be owed by a contractor. But if it is you, therefore there can be a question to say, for them to resort to a protest, is it because they've come before, issues were not resolved, or the person that's supposed to facilitate them at the plant has not been able to assist them and they thought they needed to escalate the matter?
So the report that you are referring to, I've also seen them, on the socials. But the point I'm trying to make is that if we owe the company, we will pay the company. But what I'm saying is that the contract ended in May. And all the invoices due were paid.
Mm-hmm.
So unless there's any other invoices that we are not aware of that the person is complaining about. But the point that I'm trying to make is that all the invoices were paid and they were submitted to the claimant yesterday.
Yeah. And I appreciate your position in holding your end of the line. I get that. It's just that there must also be a reason for their behavior. Right. And I'm trying to get if that is a reason you are aware of. If you're not, something we can depart from. That is fair from me. So is that, in your view, was the matter resolved yesterday after that meeting?
Well, today we have also sent our security because we believe that they had promised to come back again today. And we have not received yet a report from the delegation that we sent there today. So as soon as we do have that report, I will share it with you.
So in other words, even after the invoices were shown to them, they were not satisfied?
Well, I got a feeling yesterday that they were not satisfied, but our doors are open.
Yeah.
We are willing to meet with the person that they are saying that they have not been paid, and then they must demonstrate to us which services were rendered and which invoices are due to them.
Yeah. Okay, I must concede, I would have felt dismissed myself if someone simply said, yes, an invoice, I've paid you. And because I did feel dismissed when you responded that way to me. So I get that sense, though. So in terms of disruptions, did they cause any damages, any disruptions to the work that is being done there?
We're not aware of any damages so far. Our security team has been dispatched to go and do the assessment today because the protest happened yesterday and we were en route to our executive committee meeting, our strike plan. So they had to leave that and attend to this matter. So we will definitely get a report probably by tomorrow.
Yeah.
And in terms of there hasn't been, that I'm aware of, any, damage to property that has happened. But I do know that they've blocked the roads. They were joy-doing there and causing a bit of disruption, which, you do know very well in terms of if you want to strike, you must apply and follow the necessary processes, which we've never received any notice. It just took us by surprise. And that kind of behavior, it's not tolerable.
What is happening at the plant at the moment?
The plant is fully operational. The independent Northern Water workers are working as per normal. And we don't expect any disruption going forward from there.
Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Good evening.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.